Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for Donnie's Game Balls, and the segment is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar, Fan Beer of the Month. Jackworth Hard Ginger Beer supports the National Alliance of Mental Illness. All right. Donnie and I do not consult before the show. I make my own game balls. He makes his. We go over his. I would say for the last five games, we've had identical game ball recipients.
Your balls have been aligned.
And I told him here, I have four guys who I thought were deserving of game balls. And I think the order that we go in here, and one of the guys that I left off is going to crack his list, and we're going to have our first disagreement, but good-natured disagreement. This is not going to be a screaming match kind of fight over game balls. So it's like three stars in hockey. We'll go 3-1. Donnie, your number three game ball recipient.
Well, first, there is some...
We'll get to that next segment.
Okay.
Yes.
You're going to hold on that?
I just saw that. Yep. Go ahead. Game ball number three.
Kyle Duggar gets number three.
Damn it.
All of the Patriots.
He was my honorable mention.
All of the Patriots people that we've either had on or you guys talked to gave us the impression like, oh, this guy's going to come here and be a bum.
Now, he blew up his ankle last year and he's never been the same.
It could still absolutely turn that way. I'm not going to take one game from him and act as if like they have themselves an absolute gem. It could turn south whenever. But, I mean, for somebody that didn't even get here until, like, Thursday to play 77 of the 78 snaps and really have a game where you don't notice him all that much, but in a good way, I think that's pretty worthy of one. I mean, that's asking a lot from somebody who just got here.
Mike Tomlin agreed with you.
Probably about Thursday, we knew we had an issue. But, again, you know, he's a veteran guy, and that's why you go get a veteran capable guy like that. It's reminiscent of when we acquired Minka Fitzpatrick, to be quite honest with you. He got to us in a similar time during the week. We were out in the Bay Area, man, and he fit right in instantly. His talent showed. He made plays for us. Felt similarly with the contributions we were able to get from.
So that's why they give Duggar the game ball for that win. So number three for Donnie, Kyle Duggar. Number two,
Alex Highsmith. Did you have him at number two?
I had him at three.
Oh, okay. I mean, he's been a player all season that I feel like has gotten some criticism for, you know, just really not making the impact I think we expected. Nick Herbig had been so good.
He's been dinged up a lot, too, and he got dinged up early in this game.
Yeah. I thought he was done. I thought about 10 plays in, we were going to see Herbig the rest of the way.
And he comes away with two sacks. He has himself a forced fumble that pretty much put the game on ice.
Yep. Also had a pass defense in there, too.
Yes, he did. Yeah, a big one. That was, like an early third down play. That was another play that gave you a little feeling of,
he also,
like,
I thought,
okay, there's something different today.
When he was standing
guys.
There moving his leg, you know, it was the dumbest thought I had, and it was obviously an ankle that was bugging him. I was like, man, I hope he's got like a Charlie horse or something, because I was with Pony. I was like, oh, God, again with this guy getting hurt?
That was his first multi-sack game since he faced Daniel Jones in the Giants last year.
That is really
so he is Daniel Jones' kryptonite.
Right around this point in the season.
Yeah, too. Here he is on that strip sack.
Yeah, it's definitely it brings a lot of confidence. You know, I just continue to still believe in who I am as a player, who I am as a rusher. And so just knowing that, you know, my identity is in the Lord and in him alone. And so just continuing to, know who I am week in, week out, and continue to just do what I can to help this team win. And so, you know, I retweaked it in the first quarter, but, you know, I just want to get up back out there and fight. You know, I was feeling it for the rest of the game, but I just want to get out there and just be able to make a spark, make plays for my team.
All right. I think we have the same number one guy.
Peyton Wilson.
Yes, had to be.
I don't know if the guy will ever play a better game.
That was wild, dude. How many tackles did he have? 14?
14 tackles.
13.
He had 13. Oh, I thought it was 14.
The official game book says otherwise.
I was looking at Pro Football Reference.
I had him for 14, too.
14.
Take it up with the NFL, boys.
And then he created the other interception with Jack Sawyer.
Here is Mike Tomlin on Peyton Wilson.
You know, it's a reasonable expectation. A second-year player who played a lot last year, made some plays last year. It's a natural progression when you got a good relationship with the game. You work the way that he works, and you have the talent that he has. I don't think anybody is surprised by the impact and the general trajectory of his game.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago where the Steelers were thinking that their run defense was worse with Peyton Wilson on the field, so they were subbing him out for Cole Holcomb, and it was making their defense better in situations.
It worked in that Patriots game.
Right. And
also, what illness does – I think Pony tweeted this. What illness did Cole Holcomb and Chuck Clark have that
– Did you guys agree with me
like
on that?
36 yeah. hours before the game? Were they, like, on death's door?
Like, we don't call off from work usually that far in advance because you might get better overnight.
I try to wait till
it's like the morning of.
I try to wait till we're like less than 4 hours prior to the show to call off if I'm feeling that crappy.
I don't really know what the NFL's COVID rules are right now. I can't think that they're that strict anymore or stringent where if you have it, you have to like absolutely not play.
Once the vaccine got out there, I would have imagined they would have loosened them. And now it's been how many years?
Right.
Like, they have had, you know what? There's only one explanation. They both had to have explosive diarrhea.
But explosive diarrhea can change, Chris.
Really explosive diarrhea. One serious comment about Peyton Wilson, and it's more like hoping. They have been pursuing, in many ways, both signing, trading for all this stuff, the Ryan Shazier replacement. Athletically, if he figures out the mental part of the game where he can play really fast and really athletic at that spot,
yep.
he will be better than Patrick
Queen.
Oh,
I think he already is.
Like, but I mean like a lot better. And he will be like their poor man's or maybe middle-income man's, middle-class man's version of Fred Warner, who for me was like the gold standard until he got hurt this year. God, would that make their defense better if they had a guy that was just dictating terms at that level of the field?
I think that whole draft class is starting to look really good, provided Broderick Jones and Joey Porter are not busts.
I think Broderick might have gotten credited with a sack allowed maybe late in the game.
That's a black and gold auction house special, Dom.
If he got credited with a sack allowed by PFF when Rodgers, I think, went down just to keep the clock moving or whatever, I will be... Or, no, there was one where he wasn't the primary blocker on the play. And I think he tried to clip a guy, not literally clip the guy, but tried to get a piece of a guy coming back around in a longer like span. If he gets charged with
They still have him down for five, Chris.
Which is what he had coming in?
Yeah.
Good. Then ball, good. That's true ball knowledge by the people at PFF. Thank you.
Donnie's game balls for Steelers Colts.
Tony, who was your other guy?
TJ Watt.
Okay, I had him also receiving votes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.